Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Frustration in the outgoing Obama administration over the pace of expansion of Israeli settlements boiled over on Friday when the U.S. took the unusual step of allowing a resolution against Israel to pass in the U.N. Security Council. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said that despite the U.S. repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territories.
One of our great concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemned settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
Israeli ambassador to the UN called the Friday resolution disgraceful. An Islamic State-linked video purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators are trying to determine if 24-year-old Anis Amri, who was fatally shot Friday by police at Milan, Italy's train station during a routine patrol stop, received help from a network of supporters. Western security officials increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives bent on carrying out attacks. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday to check in on their homes after the last rebels left the city Thursday. It was very cold, so residents were wrapped in heavy coats. They crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been dangerous front lines during the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for as much as 5 years. Meantime, John Jing from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs updated reporters on the OCHA mission in Syria.
While supporting the evacuation process was our immediate priority, the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Syria has also submitted a formal written request to the government of Syria seeking a blanket travel authorization to Aleppo for all UN senior staff in country, as well as humanitarian access to parts of Aleppo retaken by the government yesterday.
Also Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions in the Kazakh capital to resolve the conflict in Syria. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump told Twitter to call for an expansion of American nuclear military capabilities. And on the TV news network MSNBC, Mr. Trump said, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them at every pass," he said, "and outlast them all." Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer subsequently said there would be no arms race because other countries would come to their senses. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters he sees nothing unusual in Mr. Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting the president-elect had said as much in his campaign speeches. West Africa's regional bloc has threatened to force and use force, that is, in Gambia if the country's longtime leader does not step down in January as scheduled following his loss in presidential elections. The chairman of ECOWAS told reporters the bloc has a standby force. Regional group have been leading diplomatic efforts to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step down. Jammeh, who has ruled Gambia for 22 years, initially accepted defeat after December's presidential election, but a week later changed his mind. He said voting irregularities made him question the win by opposition candidate Adama Barrow. An American actress and author, Carrie Fisher, best known for her roles in the Star Wars movies, reported to be in critical condition in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to L.A.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And during this hour, we'll continue our survey of jazz nominees for the 59th Grammy Awards. Yes, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences have looked over all the releases in every style of music imaginable in the year 2016 and pulled together various categories, many of them jazz-oriented, to say these are the best of the year, and they'll be honored in Los Angeles on the 12th of February at the 59th Grammy Awards celebration. And one of those releases in each one of these categories will be given the Grammy for the year. Well, in the jazz categories, so many incredible vocalists, composers, players, arrangers, and we'll honor one of them right now. In the Best Jazz Instrumental Album category, a very tough one, Peter Erskine, the wonderful drummer who's been a member of so many different bands like Steps Ahead over the years, and also his own bands, as well as being a first call session player on sessions down through the decades, was honored with a nomination for his album Dr. Alongside Kenny Barron, the Fred Hirsch Trio, Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow and John Scofield, he'll be battling for the Grammy this year. And let's enjoy a song from Dr. It's Peter Erskine with the song Hawaii Bathing Suit to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
I'm not walk around in Paris near the Fuquay Zanzibar. Said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is for the fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream to bring blues from America to the French African queen. Ah, oui, oui. Near the Fuquay Zanzibar, said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is for the fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream. I bring blues from America to the French African queen. And my words were not so different, land and language in the way. We feel the same human feelings with different words we say. We are fruit from the same tree, I think you know just what I mean. I am your American black boy and my French African queen.
French African Queen, the name of that piece from the great vocalist Gregory Porter. He's certainly established himself in the last few years as one of the greatest vocalists in modern jazz. He's nominated in the Best Jazz Vocal Album category along with Renee Marie, Branford Marsalis with Kurt Elling, Catherine Russell and Tierney Sutton. That's Gregory Porter with the song from his Take Me to the Alley album. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you're enjoying this quick survey of some of the releases in the jazz-oriented categories for the 59th Grammy Awards. And one of the musicians from the younger generation, Michael League of the band Snarky Puppy, who he's been leading since he was in college at the University of North Texas in Denton, Texas, years ago. And since then, he and his band have been very busy, garnering Grammy Awards and multiple nominations, including their latest release, Chulka Vulka, in the Best Contemporary Instrumental Album category, with competition from Bill Frisell, Steve Gadd, who we heard from last week, guitarist Chuck Loeb, and others. Here's some thoughts from Michael League of Snarky Puppy, followed by a song from Chulka Vulka here on VOA's Jazz America.
Something is only true, it seems to me, if someone else says it about you, observing you, and what I'm observing is Snarky Puppy is a sensation at this point in history. Tell me how your reaction to that.
I don't know what to say to that. I don't know. I mean, I'm inside of it, so I have no clue, you know. I mean, just like, I don't know whether the songs I write suck or not because I wrote them. So I have no perspective. You know, it's like looking at your kid. Like, you would never say your kid is ugly, right? Because he's yours, you know? So I don't know. I mean, to me, I don't know that that's true, but I don't know that that's untrue.
It's true. Look around, feel it. You're at the shows, you see the people react. You go to the kiosks where the CDs are being sold and there's not a copy of Silva to be picked up.
Yeah, I think people at this point in time, we're getting a very positive reaction to our music. And, you know, that's the most important thing, that you're, you know, we try to make music that's, that's relevant to our place in time, you know, and I think that people of just different generations are responsive to that, and we're very, very grateful for it, because for years we were doing it in the dark, you know, we were going blind.
Cemente, the name of that piece from Chulka Vulka, Grammy-nominated work from Michael League and his band Snarky Puppy. Now let's enjoy a collaboration between two of the greats of their generation, Joshua Redman on saxophone, on piano, Brad Meldow with Ornithology from their collaboration, Nearness, on Jazz America from VOA1. Two great masters who've been revered since they were very, very young gentlemen, Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow, from their collaborative effort, Nearness, Grammy-nominated work for them. And Brad Meldow also has a nomination as a solo artist for work from his album Blues and Ballads. So, very busy gentlemen, these two. On this edition of Jazz America, we're celebrating not only them, but other great jazz artists nominated for the 59th Grammy Awards. More coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a joyous message I received, which has a subject line, Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. I like that. It comes from Frank Asimpapa from Ghana, and he wrote, I'm enjoying your jazz music this morning after Ghana won an election battle. Thank you. Well, thank you, Frank, and I hope you continue with your celebration there as we give you a song from a gentleman who hopefully will be celebrating from his point of view anyway on the 12th of February when the Grammys are handed out in Los Angeles. He won't have to go far to get his award if he does win because he's based in Los Angeles and his latest release is called All LA Band. Artists from Los Angeles, his old friends who joined with him to create this work. His name is Bob Mentzer. And in the Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album category, he'll be battling with John Beasley, Darcy James Argue, John DeVersa, and Ted Nash for the award. From All LA Band, Bob Mentzer and Company, and the song Run for Your Life on Jazz America.
nation for the joy of jazz. They feel that groove, their bodies move, and then it ain't nothing but a party. I tell you the story the way I heard. The joy of jazz began in Johannesburg. The joy was strong. We wrote this song. Come on. Africa display the essence of the word of voodoo. We know you feel it. Don't you try to conceal it. I can see there's going to be some singing and drumming, dancing and humming. Come on, everybody, get on the floor and dance like you never danced before. It's in the air. It's everywhere. Come share.
Been listening to all these great singers that I've been playing on this edition of Jazz America, you know that the competition is stiff. In the Best Jazz Vocal Album category for the 2017 Grammys that'll be awarded in Los Angeles in February, Renee Marie with Joy of Jazz from her album Sound of Red is one of those nominated songs and albums and artists, and she'll be battling with the likes of Kurt Elling, Gregory Porter, Catherine Russell, Tierney Sutton, and there are some other great vocalists too, like Renee Olstead and a young man named Jacob Collier, who performed not only the vocal work on his album, but all of the instrumentation as well. So, great vocalists nominated for Grammys this year, including Renee Marie. Now, in the big band world of jazz, there are new statements being made as well as traditional sounding statements in large ensemble and big band work. One of the gentlemen who's breaking new ground in big band jazz is a young Canadian-born composer, band leader, and arranger who's been nominated for Grammys in the past, and he's nominated once again. His name is Darcy James Argue, and since he made his way to Brooklyn, New York, in the New York area, to set up shop some years ago, he's been doing wonderful work, as he did on his Grammy-nominated work, Real Enemies. We'll hear some of that after we talk to Darcy James Argue, Grammy nominee this year, here on VOA's Jazz America.
You know, a lot of people would probably say that your music is part of what has been a movement in jazz for almost the last decade, and that is a new big band movement, if you will. And the way it's manifested itself quite often has been with artists like Joe Zawinul and the Brecker Brothers, and even Maceo Parker working with the WDR big band in Europe, and Kurt Rosenwinkel working with the band from Portugal, OJM, and John Scofield and Vince Mendoza and Metropole Orchestra and others. Now, those cases are small band music, songs originally written for small groups being turned into big bands. Yours is nothing like that whatsoever. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, the music that I write for Secret Society is conceived from the beginning as a larger work and a composition designed to take full advantage of the possibilities of writing for a large ensemble. And, you know, I think that really comes from my study with the trombonist and composer Bob Brookmeyer, mm-hmm. who is someone who, you know, is really able to work with large-scale forms and to create, like, a really compelling musical narrative that isn't constrained to a more sort of a song form kind of writing. And I love songs. I love, you know, song form stuff. But I feel like other people have that covered. And when you're working with a big band, one of the exciting possibilities about that is that you have the ability to structure a large-scale narrative. You have the ability to use a much expanded color palette. You have the ability to kind of create musical effects that feel more like they're influenced by studio production than would be the case in a small jazz group. So I can try and sort of incorporate some of the things I might like about, you know, what Brian Eno did on records by David Bowie or the Talking Heads, and to try and bring in elements of that into our live show in a way that I couldn't if we had fewer instruments at our disposal.
And here is Darcy James Argue's Secret Society from the Grammy-nominated release Real Enemies with Casus Belli on Jazz America from VOA 1.
expect that there will be another attack on the United States.
I have to assume that. The president has to assume that.
Act of terrorism. It was a despicable and cowardly act. We will find out who was responsible and hold them accountable.
Thank you.
That is Brian Lynch and a number of special guests from the album Madera Latino, a Latin jazz perspective on the music of Woody Shaw, nominated in the Best Latin Jazz Album category for the 59th Grammy Awards. And we wish Brian the best of luck along with all the nominees. I could have gone on for hours with more of the nominated music. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for listening. Good luck to all the nominees again. And next week on Jazz America, I'll be just a little self-indulgent. As 2016 comes to an end and 2017 begins, I'll look back at my personal favorite moments of the year. We'll call it the Jazz America Awards. Next week here. Join me, won't you?